Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, this is Jerry Brill, the guest host tonight on Inner Sight, and we're live from the Inner Sight Garbage Club.
What?
Why don't you help me, Stanley?
Well, help you with what?
Well, here's my request. I need $10.
$10? Well, I haven't got $10. What do you think I am? A wealthy millionaire? Well, what do you need $10 for, Ollie?
Well, as you know, tonight is the big concert at the brewery lodge where we go.
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
Well, I know how to win the best, have the best costume and win the first prize of $50.
Oh, yeah, well, how's that?
Have the best costume.
Oh, well, we all know that. Well, I tell you, I'd like to lend you the $10, but I can't.
Well, why not?
Because I spent it.
Spent it? On what?
Well, I went out and bought a professional costume for tonight's contest.
What? You took my $10 and bought a costume?
You dirty, no good rat. I'm not going as a dirty rat. I'm going as me grandmother's dog.
What?
As me grandmother's dog named Kitten.
A dog named Kitten?
What's the matter with your grandma?
Well, she was a little off the wall, but she didn't know where the wall was. A dog named Kitten. Well, this is it, Stanley. This is the end of our friendship. You took my $10 and spent it on a costume. You think you're going to win, huh?
Well, I hope so. The dog, the cute little thing, I got to curl up because it was a Frankfurter dog.
Why, you... Well, I'll fix you. I'm going to make my own costume with all the stuff around here. Now, don't get in my way. And when you see me come down the street from now on, get on the other side.
Well, I would, Ollie, but when you come down the street, there ain't no other side.
Oh, shut up.
Here, my dear. Let's see. I need this pot. And I'll take a couple of these knobs off the drawer.
Well, what are you doing? How am I going to open the drawer? Something in there I might need.
Nothing in there you're going to need for the next 48 hours.
Well, how do you know that?
Oh, by the way, I've got my underwear in that drawer.
Underwear in the drawer.
Yeah, that's the drawer where you said I wouldn't need anything. It's right in there. Now, how am I going to get my underwear out?
Here, take your underwear and get out of here.
Well, I've almost got my costume ready.
next to you and your stupid dog, it's going to look beautiful. And I'm going to win the contest. Well, I don't know. Come to think of it, Ollie. Don't talk about that dog anymore. Well, why not? I thought it was a beautiful little prank for the dog that you're going to coil up and dress up as and win the contest. Well, and now that I'm remembering, that dog bit me in the arm. I don't want to talk about it anymore. The dog bit me in the arm when I was going out the door. Too bad. Because I'm winning the contest. Now get ready. I'm coming out. See what I look like. Here I come. Whoa. Well, you scared me, Ollie. Scared. What are you scared of? I thought we were being invaded. Invaded? Ah, so you know I'm the man from space, huh? I look like the man from space? Well, who said anything about space? I thought we were being invaded by Sherman tanks. Sherman tanks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, introducing our guest host, Gabriel.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, wait a minute, Gabriel. What was that comment you made at the beginning of the show? Welcome to Inner Sight, and something about to you live from the Inner Sight garbage truck.
Oh, yeah. My brother wrote that. See, he says it right here. Introduce Inner Sight as a garbage truck tonight.
I don't know where you guys get that.
Well, I want to appeal to everyone, since I'm the host.
Guest host.
Well, guess what?
What?
I don't have to guess because I am the host. Now, since I'm the host, I want to appeal to everybody right now who's sitting on the toilet.
What?
Get off the toilet. Don't forget to wipe your butt because we're trying to get more toilet paper advertisers on this show.
What kind of a thing is that?
Well, you need more sponsors. Toilet paper is very popular. I mean, go in any store. They sell it. It's all over the shelves. One toilet paper, it said, I picked it up, and, oh, I forgot. I put it in my pocket, and I was going out the door, and they stopped me, and I took it out of my pocket, and it said, "Do you want perfumed ass?"
What? Now, listen, stop cursing on this show.
Well, that's not ass, not a curse. There's an animal named an ass, too.
Perfumed ass.
Yeah, there's a lot of toilet paper that smells like a perfume, and, you know, you wipe yourself. And especially if you go out on a date.
Well, you cut that out.
You don't have to put on perfume. The perfume on your ass.
Cut that out. Now listen, I'll have to do some of these commercials because they're in Braille. You can't read this.
Oh, what is that? Oh, little dots? Oh. Wow, it looks like monkey language.
Yeah. Brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, Inner Sight Frolics. 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen.
We're going to get over there, dog food, cat food?
No, that's catering.
Oh, okay, it's like the old Jewish woman in Florida. And she said to her friend, Katie, she said, gee, I haven't seen you in so many years. What happened? She said, I'm having an affair. She said, oh. So Mildred said, Katie, will you cut that out? Stop telling those dead jokes. All right. Shelby's Kitchen, Tom and Michelle. You get catering over there, good food, lunch, dinner. Check them out. Bellport, New York. And when you're over there, take a look at the beautiful pictures of Milton. All right, we're brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. Kevin Fernandez. Oh, yeah, Third Eye. I like that, Insight. That's Insight, man. I could see it. Yeah. 631-445-3464. Learn how to protect yourself, see? You know, you learn that karate and all that. Oh, wait a minute. If I go there, will they teach me how to defend myself against my mother? Will you cut that out? Why, what's wrong with your mother? She's always butting into my life, you know. I'd like to give her a bang, boom, wham, boom, bang, bang, boom. You know, put a little judo on her. Can't put judo on your mother. She's an old lady. Oh, that's even better. Maybe I'll get rid of her. Oh, shut up. All right. Gabriel, co-host on the show tonight. Brought to you by Nobody Solved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Gee, if I go over to Gary, can I get like 10, 20 bags of food? Maybe I'll go in the dog food business. No, you can't do that. You just need get what you need to feed your animal. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Whew, excuse me. All right, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And check out their website and take note of the two shows on the nursing home on Manhattan Neighborhood Network and local Channel 20, Thursday night, 9:30 here on Long Island. So check us out and help us get rid of these nursing homes. Oh, I hate it. I hate these nursing homes. Yeah, I was in there one time, and I was lucky. Why? What happened? I was in there, and they threw me out. Oh, yeah, you were lucky. How'd you get thrown out? Well, I told them I had a friend named Joe Fensterblau. Joe Fensterblau. Yeah, and then I went in the closet and put on a disguise, and I came out, and I was turning the chin like, yes, my name is Joe Fensterblau. I want to see my friend Gabriel. And they couldn't find me. So I came out of the closet as Joe Fensterblau, and they were looking for me. And I went out the door, Joe Fensterblau. And they didn't realize that Joe Fensterblau was me until I was gone. You mean you escaped? Yeah. With the help of Joe Fensterblau. Oh, you know, Joe comes on this show sometimes. In fact, he might be on tonight. Oh, yeah, all right. All right, check out the show, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock. 1997, RCN 84, 35 Verizon files, and on your phone, Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Wednesday night. Check it out. First show in the world that tells you how to get rid of the nursing homes. Solution. Inner Sight, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. And we thank them for all their help. And looking forward to our news conference on the nursing home coming up in the fall. All right, in the site, Kennedy Realty, buy a house, sell a house. They were at the, can I bug a house? Bug a house? What are you talking about? Maybe, can Mr. Kennedy get me a house I could bug? I don't know about that. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. What are you going to bug the house with? Oh, I got a lot of beetles. I collect beetles. Yeah, I keep them in the jar. See? Keep them in the jar. I feed them and everything. I'm good to my beetles. If they get too rambunctious, I let them go. I put them in the ground. I put them outside in the grass. I could bug the house with beetles. Oh, shut up. All right, in a sight. I want to thank the Islip Cleaners for their help and all of our friends. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, and the sweet little girl who passed away. Her name escapes me at the moment. But I will try to find it. Sweet little girl who was killed on that bus. And I hope that person responsible gets the book thrown at him. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
They ought to throw 25,000 books at her for doing that. Yeah, that's horrible. Sweet little girl like that. What's wrong with those people? Anyway, in a sight. And tonight on the frolic, what did you say? Somebody, what was that comment you made? Derogatory or otherwise? All right. Give me some. Louie will be here later. Sweet Pepper's off tonight.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hope she'll be back next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Helping her mom. She's awesome.
Aww.
Inner sight. Give me Louie should be here.
No, let me check.
We're let Gabriel,
not yet, but we have Gabriel, another caller.
We're going to let Gabriel interview Lou. Give me some honeymooner music. Stand by, caller. Time. Honeymooner. Honeymooner, yeah. That music makes
me... Oh, he went off again. That's the second time that guy did that.
If you hear the punks who were doing a play for the lodge, it's out of the play. Perfect, Mr. Hyman. That voice, that charisma, that presence, Mr. Norton. Did you notice how Mr. Crandon's voice filled this room when he made that entrance? Well, I didn't notice that, but I noticed how the room got a little crowded. Mr. Crandon, would you do me a favor, please? Yeah, if you want me to. Would you go out
and make that entrance again.
Sure. Means that much.
Now watch this, Mr. Norton. Mr. Pabajan, you're going to ask me to do a play. Don't bother. Don't waste your time. It's out of the question. Out of the question. Mr. Brandon, you have great presence. You're coming into a room and in conducting yourself. Why, I've worked with actors for years and years, and they don't know how to enter a room like that. Of course, you wouldn't be interested in a play that would make money for the lodge. Well, you think it'll make money? Go ahead. You have my blessing. Oh, thank you. Mr. Pappajan, just stay there a minute. And, I got something I want to show you. Mr. Pappajan, you're going to play. Is that a question, see? That's not a question. Oh, Mr. Norton, we will call you when we cast the play. Yeah, Ralph McCoy there. Boy, you never know there, Ralph. You could become a pretty famous actor. Not me, I'm just a bus driver. Well, remember, Gregory Peck was a soda jerk before he became famous. Look at Kirk Douglas. He was a garbage man.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy worked in the sewer. Who worked in the sewer? Clark Gable. Clark Gable worked in the sewer. Yeah, they got a monument up down on Madison Avenue. Here went down in the deep Clark Gable. Oh, God. Yeah, so, what are we going to do, Al?
Ralph is really taking this acting business seriously. I know, he's driving me nuts. Every time he goes out, he takes a flashlight with him. A flashlight?
Yeah, he shines it on him. These people look at him to see if they think he looks like Humphrey Bogart. Humphrey Bogart. I have returned, my dear. Now listen, tell Flambergan to get somebody other than that nut upstairs. I will not go on with that nut. Trying to read the script. String of Peloponnese. Peloponnese, that's polo ponies, you idiot. Oh, if I didn't know that I loved you, I would say I did, or I didn't. Over there. Please, I better go upstairs and brush up. Tell Flambergan to get somebody other than that nut upstairs. All right, in a sight. Yeah, and they went on with the play, and they made some money. And oddly enough, they liked Alice as an actor better than they like Ralph. Ralph the nut. All right, in a sight. Gabriel, where are you? I had to go to the bathroom. I'm in the bathroom. Will you get out of there? I'm in the bathroom. Get out of that bathroom. What are you doing in there? Oh, what do you normally do in the bathroom? I can't say it on the air. Against the law. You want to get me in trouble with the FDA? I mean the ASPCA? I mean the MCI? MCI? What is that? MCI, that's Mother's Cover FBI, whatever it is. Oh, shut up.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight. And we got the Sable Friendly Philosopher coming up. We have any calls? By the way, the number here is 213-816-1650. And if you went to school stupid, I hope you didn't come out that way. So when you call up, don't act like you're stupid from school. All right. Any calls on the line?
No, there aren't. But we have Able News to play.
We have what?
We still didn't play Able News.
Oh, no, you didn't do that. I know. I know that. Hold the Able News. All right. Give me the Disabled Friendly Philosopher.
Gotcha.
Live on his site.
Here he comes.
The guest co-host is Gabriel. Oh, yeah. After the philosopher, I got a good message how people can get the wax out of their ear.
What?
Yeah, I learned this. After the philosopher. One more time, let it rip.
All right. Hang on.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. Did you hear about the blind guy who went to the place, urgent care place? You ever go to an urgent care place? You got about 49 people sitting around spitting and yelling and screaming and everything, and there's nothing wrong with it. Urgent care, so this one blind guy comes in, see, and the urgent care taker, whoever that is, maniac, says, pardon me, sir, have you got your insurance card? He said, yeah, but my braille slate broke and I couldn't braille it. I can't read it, so he takes about 45 cards out of the wallet. He says, is it this one? Is it that one? Is it this one? Is it that one? Is it, which one is it? And the guy's looking at him, and the fellow says, I'd like to help you, but I left my glasses home. And the blind guy says, gee, we're both in the same boat. I hope we don't sink. Oh, shut up. So he's got all these cards, see, and he can't read them. And finally the guy says, oh, don't worry about it. What are you here for? What's wrong? He says, well, I'm here because I don't know what's wrong. What do you mean you don't know what's wrong? That's why I came here. It's very urgent that you tell me what's wrong. My mother sent me over here.
Mm-mm.
I'm urgent. Now listen, sir. Just sit down there, and I'll have to get maybe a psychiatrist to come out and talk with you. It may take a while. That's all right. I'll count my cards. He puts all the cards away, and see, and all these urgent care places are horrible. See, you go in there, and they try to analyze you. And what's wrong with you? But then they don't help you. They tell you, well, do you have a doctor? Most people have a doctor, you know. They say, yeah. Well, they say, well, tomorrow when you get up, go to your doctor and let him take care of you. In other words, they don't want to spend the money on you. But they send you the bill anyway.
Yes.
You ever get one of those urgent care bills?
Boy, yes.
What a fiasco that is. You know, you can't read it. You need three lawyers to figure it out. It says urgent care on the top, the date,
mm-hmm.
the time, the place, what happened, what didn't happen, what's supposed to happen, and what might happen.
And then the bill says $589.
Yeah.
On the bottom. That's the biggest print on the whole bill. They make sure that that's in very large print, the cost and the urgent care. I don't know where, and you know where they got these urgent care places from? These are the people who couldn't make it in medical school, see? They flunked them out, so they put them in the urgent care place. So when you come in there, it's all half-assed job. They don't know what they're doing in there. All they know is how to take your temperature with a thermometer that don't work. This is your disabled philosopher. Stay away from urgent care. If you have to, go to a chiropractor or an acupuncture room.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in the sight. Gabriel, where are you?
We have another caller.
I got out of the bathroom, and I'm here. I forgot what I was going to say, though. I forgot my line. What's my line? What's your line? Your line is, your line is shut up and behave yourself. That's your line. What kind of a co-host are you? You don't remember what you were going to tell us about? No, I forgot all about it. It was something to... now I got it. How to get the wax out of your ear, see? Now, you go outside, go outside and find the nearest lamppost. Lamppost? Yeah, the lamppost. I make believe you're playing a game, see? The game is called Mary Sugar Bum Around the Pole. What?
Oh,
wait a minute. Where did you get this idea? Some doctor who lost his license. But Mary Sugar Bum around the pole, see? And then when you go around the pole, put your ear up to the pole, see? And make sure you plaster your ear on the pole and count from 1 to 10. Count from 1 to 10. Yeah, then pull your earlobe down. See? Until it clicks. And then when it clicks, the wax came out. Wait a minute. Nobody, you put your ear up against the pole outside in the street? Yeah. Did you ever try that? Oh, yeah. What happened? I got arrested. Get out of here.
We got Louie, by the way.
Mary Sugar Bum around the pole. All right, Louie is. Are there any other callers beside Louie?
One guy keeps coming in and out, so I don't know who he is.
Maybe he's a nut. caller who keeps coming in and out, are you a nut? If you're
no.
a nut, come back on the show. But keep
yes.
it clean or we'll give you the boot.
First we got
Lou
before.
Dirty nut.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
All right, inside, we got Louie. Is Louie
here
online?
He is. Yeah, he's waiting. Here he is.
Gabriel. All right, Gabriel's going to interview Louie. All right. Louie, are you there?
Hello, Frank. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Lou.
Inside. Say hello to Gabriel.
Hello, Gabriel.
Hi, Louie. Hey, Louie. How many conga drums you got, Louie?
Want to play with me?
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, we have that song. Sorry.
Oh, no.
It's long, six minutes. I was wondering if you were going to go
Hey, Louie, how many conga drums you got?
I got two and three of them.
three,
rhythm.
Right?
Yep.
Can you play conga drum with your feet?
No, it's
tap
hard
dance?
For me to play.
Yeah, can you tap dance on a conga drum?
I use a hand for tap dancing.
Ah, on the conga drum, yeah. So, hey, Louie, belated happy birthday from Gabriel.
I know you just said happy birthday past Wednesday. It was past already on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you didn't get too drunk. Just a little bit drunk. Hey,
I need Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question, Louie. Mary Sugar Bum around the pole?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, Mary Sugar Bum. I used to play when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
My mother made up that name. I don't know where she got it from, but Mary Sugar Bum. Hey, Louie.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'm Gabriel, yeah. So listen, let's sing a song together. Can we sing a song together, Louie?
Okay.
What are we going to sing? You got a good song?
We already played Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Tony Bennett, yeah. Tony died,
yeah.
I left my heart in San
Francisco.
Out on the blue.
Out on the blue.
Wait for me.
Wait for me.
My love waits. My love waits.
Cut that off. In the storm, I'm over for me, Cootiel. I don't care.
I don't
always be. My friend Francisco.
I'm Wendy's.
When I come home to you, San Francisco.
San Francisco. Your golden sun.
Your golden sun with love drops.
We
shine.
And we need a couple of dogs in.
We shine.
A couple of dogs in here to help us. Why do dogs wail when people can't sing? You ever notice?
They're not in tune, but the dog is.
All right. That was beautiful, Louise.
Yeah, thank you very much.
A tribute to the late Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
It's a good thing he's not alive to hear that. I mean. Yeah. Hey, Louie. Did I ever tell you the time when I took a trip to the city morgue? It was so morbid. It was so beautiful. I loved it. You know, but they wouldn't let me see any of the bodies.
No.
They kept them closed up in big file cabinets. I tried to steal the key, and they threw me out. You ever go, hey, Louie, you ever play conga at the city morgue? Will you cut that out?
Yeah, you cut that out, will you?
Yeah.
Well, if you play conga at the city morgue, you know, they say that some of those people can wake up. You might wake
them up.
That's
right.
Well, if they wake up, I'm getting that. I knew a guy.
I need a pretty blonde and brunette.
Yeah. I knew a guy who worked at a nursing home.
Oh, no.
And his job was he had to prepare the after the person died. After the person died, he had to stuff them up with paper and cardboard and everything before they took them out. So he was stuffing up this old lady, and she sat up. She sat up, and it's a good thing they were on the first floor. My friend jumped out the window. He got so scared.
Hey, jump out the window. Yes, and tell me all about it.
That's a true story. He broke his leg going out the window.
Well, I have a true story. There was this woman who had narcolepsy, and they didn't know she had narcolepsy, so she went into such a deep, deep sleep in the coffin. So all of a sudden, they hear this knock on the coffin. They hear a knock on the coffin. They're looking around, looking at their phones, looking all over. And then she pushes open the door, I guess, and everybody screams, including her family. So similar to your story, and it's
Marty
true.
Why did they
knock her lepsy?
What is narcolepsy? Well,
why
I have
they,
it.
Why
so.
Did they, no, why did they knock her lepsy?
Oh, I don't know.
It's stupid.
That's right.
All right. Louie, yeah, what'd you say, Louie?
Remember what I say. I need more sangria.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
How much did you drink so far?
14 glasses.
Nah, I don't think so.
14 glasses. All right, we better get sangria as a sponsor.
Yeah, right.
Louis free wine.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, Rolex. Hi, Louis.
Yeah.
Give us a good imitation. Who are you going to imitate? Imitate somebody famous. Somebody famous. 842, by the way, New York.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm at a comedy club talking to Richard Pryor, and he keeps talking about I know movie stars wants to go to the bathroom.
How do movie stars go to the bathroom?
I think Richard Pryor wants to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, everybody's got to go to the bathroom.
And go get John Wayne, too.
You don't go to the bathroom, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, Richard Pryor, he was disabled, that guy.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was in a wheelchair.
Really?
When he
at
got,
one point.
When
wow.
he got on in years. Yeah, he was.
Wow.
All right, Inner Sight, you played in that movie with Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
Hear No Evil, See No Evil.
Oh, I remember that one. That was funny.
Blind and a deaf.
Right, exactly.
Deaf and blind. Deaf and blind, yeah. I want to play deaf and a blind and a dumb. I'll be the dumb. Oh, shut up.
Hey,
right,
strong way, I'm going to go wee-wee.
Uh-oh.
Hey, John Wayne, I'm going to go wee-wee.
You better keep a bucket around so you can go. All right, the only thing is don't kick the bucket, you'll make a big mess. Oh, shut up.
I need a bucket for milking the cow.
You have a cow? That's interesting. God bless you.
Who's these?
Why do people... I got a question for any doctors in the audience. Any doctors out there listening? Why do people crap when they die?
Oh, no, please, no.
Stupid question. Why do people crap when they die?
Because it releases everything.
People, when they die, everything, it all comes out.
Yeah, it does.
And a lot of them are constipated, and they can't go when they're alive.
That's true.
They make up for when they die.
Oh, my.
That's what the smell is.
Ooh.
Hey, Frank, have a good weekend.
Oh, Scott.
Have a great weekend, too, Lou.
Oh, that's such a beautiful...
Yeah,
thank you for my birthday.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I want to make that smell into a perfume.
Love you, too, Lou. Bye-bye.
Some dead person.
Okay.
Will you shut up?
Hold on. I'm saying bye.
All right. In a sight. And our guest host, Gabriel. Thank you, Louie. All right. I want to make a serious announcement. Gabriel, can you be quiet for a while? I'll go roll up some toilet paper. I mean, in case somebody dies. Oh, get out of here. Don't forget, Wednesday night, folks. Big show, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. First show of its kind on the nursing homes. 11 o'clock Wednesday night on your phone, on your smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Now, if you're in Manhattan, 1997 in Manhattan Cable. RCN 84.
Mm-hmm.
Or Verizon File 35. Those are the three basic channels in Manhattan. So catch it Wednesday night, 11 o'clock. Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Nursing Home Solutions, one show, and a Nursing Home Heart. All right, and I think we made a major breakthrough getting those shows listed up on the Silo website.
Oh, yeah. That's
all right, in a sight. Hey, Gabriel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. We got any time left?
I want to take a phone call. Any phone calls? Are there any stupid morons out there who want to call in?
No.
And talk?
None.
There's got to be some stupid people in this audience. I mean,
do you have any friends? Give them a call.
Smart like me. Where's the stupid people? Anyway,
there's no stupid people.
I want to thank Inner Sight for giving me this opportunity to be the co-host and on the show tonight. And I got to say, I miss Sweet Pepper Tree.
Aww.
Yeah. With that funny music. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Gabriel, for being with us tonight. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, we got to get some more stupid people on this show. You know, people that just do stupid things and say stupid things and, you know. I came in here dressed as a girl, but now I don't feel like a girl. I feel like a guy. I got to change my clothes. Cut that out. Now, how do you know if you're a girl or a guy? I never know. I wake up in the morning and I look in the mirror and I scare myself. And then I decide, I look better the other way.
Mm.
how many people look in the mirror, and that's the end of it.
A lot, probably.
They never realized that they looked that way before.
That's right.
You know that only a mother could love that face. Well, my mother hates my face.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Mother's a nice lady. Yeah, nice lady when she sleeps. That's about it. Anyway, Inner Sight, Frolic. Hope you had some crazy fun. Hey, we got. Did you ever find that that Jack Benny
car? Oh, what happened here?
Huh? Oh, run the Able News before we forget. Better put the Able News on. Or we all get in trouble. Hello, are you there?
Frank, are you there? I can't hear on the phone. I'll redial.
Inner Sight. Can you hear me? I don't know where she went.
You guys aren't live anymore, I guess.
All right. Inner Sight, Friday night. Now,
I'm on back.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm back.
Yeah. Put the Able News on.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what happened. It just clicked off. I don't know why.
Able News.
I think here it goes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events. Columns written by various experts in a variety of informative articles in a large, tight format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, 8:52. We haven't done the personal column in a while. We only got 2 minutes left.
Yeah, I think it's better.
The latest Able News.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Personals. And yours truly. You know, I always wanted to place an ad. Hey, Gabriel. Are you looking for a partner, a boy or a girl? Yeah, boy or a girl. Who could? All right, well, why don't you put an ad in Able News? Yeah, all right, Able News. All right. How many words? No, oh, I don't know. 10, 20 words, 30 words. Disabled maniac. Will you wait a minute? Disabled maniac looking for a normal girl, stupid and petite, who doesn't understand everything, who will do whatever I tell her without question, and who doesn't have a mother.
What?
That's my ad. Please reply immediately before I die.
Oh.
Woo!
No.
Imagine if Angela got that ad.
She'd laugh first and then call us.
Is that good, Frank? Is that all right? Yeah, Gabriel, it's beautiful.
I don't know if they'll publish it, but, you know, that might be, instead of Able News, it might go better in the Grave Digger magazine.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, Grave Digger. Yeah, maybe they got girls and girls who dig graves. I'd like to meet one of those.
Oh, no. I'm not one of those.
Woo!
Why did they put cushioning in a coffin? It's all full of cushioning. It's weird. Dead person's not
about?
Complaining. Oh, what the heck is happening to this? You got Louie, you got me, and we're all being cut off here.
Well, they put people in coffins, but they got no place else to put them. What do you think?
No, I said there was cushioning in the coffin, like a bed, almost, with satin and all that.
Nah, you don't need all that coffin.
Well, that's what they got in some of these coffins.
A plain cedar box. That's all I want.
There you go.
Like a smooth cedar for the rest of my life.
And just bury me. Thank you. Easier that way.
All right. Hey, be with you Monday, man. I'm glad. Tuesday's open mic. Wednesday is the nursing home show. Thursday, different subject. Friday, the frolics.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, Bill. And let's see if we can get that ad in for you, Gabriel.
Oh, yeah.
If Angela's not too shocked over it. All right. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is our phone number. Don't forget, sign the petitions, nursing home, and the service dog. Go to change.org. How are you doing with those tweets? You've been sending them out?
I get to send about two, sometimes three.
You got to get three out a day.
Yeah, I know.
You got to build up to that nursing home.
Yeah, press conference.
News conference.
Yep.
You got to get the tweets out there.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Hope you had a little crazy fun. And now we say all the time, don't try any of this at home. Especially
That's
the
true.
Part where if you die, you take a crap. You know. Don't try that at home. Yeah.
No, you just might die.
All right, Inner Sight. Goodbye, world.
Yay. Applause, everybody. Applause.
Inner Sight. The biting buzzard.
Yay, the biting buzzard. Good night.